It took 80 days, but the 2018 Idaho legislature wrapped up this week. On Wednesday, both the House and Senate officially closed up shop, and lawmakers headed home to campaign for the May primary. While tax cuts and a failed health care plan from the governor got lots of media coverage, Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright other bills slipped quietly under the radar, including laws concerning crime and business practices in Idaho.
Two bills that I think are worth pointing out because they teach us a lesson, or they remind us of a lesson here. One of them is the property seizure bill that passed and the governor didn't sign, but he didn't veto it. He let it go into law on its own.
This is a bill that limits when law enforcement can seize private property. It would basically stop police officers from seizing cash or property because it was in close proximity to, say, an illegal substance. And it would also limit when police can seize your car.
Here's a bill that last year passed the legislature, but the governor vetoed it. This year, the legislature passed it again, and the governor did not veto it. And at the same time, we had a bill that passed and the governor signed, which was the non-compete bill.
That was in 2016. That bill limited options for technology employees. That's if they decided to quit working for a company and then start up another business. 100 business leaders objected to that bill before this year's legislative session even started.
And that bill actually got essentially stripped out. A new bill was put in this year to void the non-compete bill. What this reminds us is that the legislative process and issues in the legislature are never done. You know, there's the old saying about it ain't over till it's over. Well, the fact of the matter is it's never over in public policy. There's always tinkering. There's always challenges. And eventually, sometimes a bill's time has come. So if you're looking for permanence, the legislature isn't the place to look for it.
So it's an election year. And that means some folks won't be coming back. Who are we going to miss?
We're going to be missing, by my count, 12 or 14 people at least who are not returning. And some of them, of course, are people that I think we're going to wind up missing. We're going to realize down the road how important they were to the process. And in particular, the co-chairs of JFAC, Sean Keogh, Senator from District 1, and Maxine Bell in the House side had been in the legislature for close to 30 years. Sean Keogh had been in there for over 20 years. So there's a lot of experience there that is not going to be on what I think almost everyone agrees is the most important committee in the legislature, and that's the Joint Finance and Appropriation Committee. There are good people, other people on that committee, obviously, and everybody's going to have to kind of step up a notch with the two ladies leaving the legislature. So I think that's going to be something we're going to miss quite a bit next year.
Are there any who will not come back maybe because of a primary?
Yeah, there's always a possibility that a few people will be taken out in the primary and a few others in the general election. So many of the districts in Idaho are so one-sided in terms of the partisan distribution in those districts that, frankly, I don't think we're going to see a lot of incumbents defeated in the general election, but we probably will see a few. I can see four, five, six incumbents losing in the general election. And in the primary, we almost always see a handful of people get taken out in the primary, two or three, sometimes as many as six or eight. So there will be a few people who probably will not make it back next year. But for the most part, we're looking at, you know, incumbency return rates tend to run somewhere around 90% in most states, where if the incumbent runs again, he or she is quite likely to win.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. And on this week's finale episode, they recap the highlights from the 2018 legislative session. You can find Legislative Breakdown in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.